Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danka, Bharati Jagdishan, Ryan Huang. It's time for Mind Your Business.
And it's all about energy, specifically electricity. Recently, you would recall that we saw three electricity retailers announcing their exits from Singapore's open electricity market. These three specifically did so within a span of about a week. They, of course, cited unfavorable market conditions. They abruptly threw in the towel in quick succession. This actually sent shockwaves across the open electricity market.
Yeah, so in lieu of that news, the Energy Market Authority, or EMA, which regulates Singapore energy supply, has come forward to announce measures to safeguard our electricity supply. So, I mean, obviously, you think about electricity disruption, that's going to cause a problem to businesses. Mm. And, you know, what if the business invests in their own electricity? What's the point of that, in that sense? Mm.
It does call into question what businesses can do next.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I always say, if something is beyond your control, figure out how you can be in the driver's seat and take those steps. So get control back. And we're actually going to be talking to a company, Akau Electricity. They offer, or rather Akau Energy, they offer real business solutions, professional management and renewables to Singapore businesses. So in short, they can help businesses do these tasks of buying and managing electricity that actually lowers their costs and obviously lowers risk as well.
Wait, so you're saying like I buy electricity differently?
Totally differently.
Well, we need to find out more from Alan Jones, the CEO of Akau Energy. Alan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
You are as energetic as your company name. I love it.
That's right. It's a beautiful day. It's good to be alive.
It is. It is indeed.
You certainly do embody the spirit that I think you're trying to spread across businesses in Singapore. Tell us more about the company itself. When were you launched? What is the business model like, so that businesses listening in can now figure out whether or not they want to engage you, so that they can be in the driver's seat once again when it comes to buying electricity?
Sure. Look, we're originally an Australian company that's moved here 2 years ago with the open electricity market. And our background is helping business. Because of the open electricity market requires a whole new set of business functions for buying electricity that's quite different than traditionally done in a regulated market, we provide a solution for businesses and provide that lowers their overall cost of operation by buying smartly, buying from the market, knowing how to forward contract, reducing risk, and basically taking the business functions, or I guess the analogy might be like an investment manager, and helping businesses to do transactions in that dynamic market.
Mm. Hey, what's your take on the open electricity market scene here in Singapore when you compare it with other countries?
Singapore has a very lucky, it's a very advanced electricity market, and it's modelled from the Australian market. So what we're seeing with the recent machinations is not unusual in a market that's maturing. Mm. And we've seen some failures whereby they're really down to the business decisions those companies made. They decided to take a risk on the market, and I guess much like an insurance company that chases market share and offers insurance below the cost of underwriting, eventually the market moved in against their direction. They had to exit, and they basically made bad business decisions. So what we're seeing is quite normal. The market is perfectly functional. The regulators are in control. There's no danger of supply. They're managing it well. Having a few businesses exit is not unusual in the first few years of an open electricity market.
Mm. When you first came to Singapore, I think it was reported that you deliver the last mile of value in the open electricity market here.
Yes.
That part of the value chain, providing services to help businesses manage, plan, make those better buying decisions when it comes to electricity. Since then, though, we have seen several retailers exit from the market.
Yes,
how has
yes.
this changed your value proposition?
It's actually increased it. We're seeing much more demand for our services. But what we do is we're different from, say, a traditional sales organisation. So, look, for example, businesses who used to trust SB Power can't really vest that trust in a company that's designed to make a profit for them. So we actually charge and work for the customer directly. And we say, if you don't think we're good in giving you good value, then please don't buy from our services. We don't earn commission. We don't earn any third-party kickbacks from the retailers. We purely work for our customers. And what we're seeing is that these machinations, that we're seeing businesses who are really put in quite a difficult situation with almost doubling or tripling of electricity prices we're seeing, are going to be put in a situation whereby they weren't managed well, they were trusted the advice of a supplier, and that supplier wasn't acting in their best interest, they're acting in the supplier's best interest. Mm. And so we're seeing that sort of role in the economy helping deliver the value of the open electricity market really being increasing.
Alan, what's the process like? I mean, for regular consumers, you usually get proposed the rate, okay, you spend this much every month, you can save like, say, 30%, but we usually have to sign like a 2-year contract.
Yeah.
But that's as residents. For businesses, how will that process be like if I wanted to sign up?
Businesses buy electricity differently than consumers do. So, for example, the best way I can explain it would be that business electricity is priced like insurance. It isn't priced like pounds of rice. So every business has a different price based upon their risk. And then the issue being is that the market is constantly changing. So over a year between contracts, the price of your electricity might vary by 70% or more. And so businesses aren't aware of that variance. If, for example, what was the price of next year's electricity last month? Businesses just don't know. So that's our job. Our job is to monitor the market. And when a business's unique price drops in the market, we can recontract them now while the price is low. There's no point in recontracting at the end of the contract because you'll only get whatever price on the day. Mm. But that's the big difference. The big difference is you have to have someone monitoring the market when the price drops. Or, for example, we've seen this price rise coming about in July when gas prices around the world started to rise. Mm. All our customers will be recontracting long contracts and they're not going to suffer from this high peak, or they're going to be deferred. Well, all those customers whose contracts just are ending now are in a world of pain because they haven't managed their own contracts. They haven't monitored the market and they don't have the capability to do it.
Mm, right. You know, you mentioned something very key earlier. You said that you don't get commissions or kickbacks. So how exactly do you make your money? I mean, obviously, as a business, I would have to pay for your services, right?
Yes, exactly.
And we stand at our value. Right, right. And all in, I am still going to be in a position where it's more cost effective than just muddling through this entire ecosystem, correct?
On average, we reduce our customers' price by about 15%. We can't promise it for all customers, but on average, about 15%. And our costs are about 2 or 3%. So if we say a 500% ROI, if that's not good value, then please don't buy from us if you don't think that's good value. But that's generally what we can do. We can't promise the moon, but we can make a difference to a business over a long period of time.
Do you normally find yourselves in a situation where you have to explain that the source of electricity is not different, it's not a different way of delivery? Are people educated on
that yet? It's difficult. But that's the open markets are confusing people because I think that what we'll see in the next 3 months, we're going to see a lot of businesses suffer under a lot of pressure. Mm. I looked at the price of electricity this morning or last night. It's 50 cents a kilowatt wholesale. And our current SP tariff is 25 cents. Mm. So we're going to see businesses have a tremendous rise of costs. And if your profit margin's small, if you've got a 6% profit margin, and your cost of electricity is 5 or 6%, and it doubles, there's your profit gone completely. Mm. So this is going to be serious for a lot of manufacturing businesses. A lot of schools are going to have a tremendously high operating cost increase. So we're going to see a lot of this unplanned things come out. And we're just, the message that we're giving Singapore businesses that you have to treat this seriously. You can't give this to a junior office person to get 3 quotes anymore. You cannot do that. You can't operate this like you're buying pencil supplies.
Certainly, I mean, businesses, I think, have to learn to become more nimble, yeah? And that process you just mentioned, getting 3 quotes and stuff like that, oh, that's just so cumbersome.
But it's also because if you're getting quotes, when are you getting them? Are you buying... The best analogy I can have is imagine if you're driving a car and you couldn't see the fuel price. Mm. You'd only buy the fill up the tank when it was empty.
Yeah.
And whatever the price was on the day, that's what you'd get. A month beforehand, fuel could have been half price. You didn't know.
Mm.
And that's exactly what businesses are doing. Businesses need to engage a professional to buy electricity and monitor the market. They just don't have the time. And that's our message. We need to change the way that businesses operate in Singapore to lower their overall costs. And everybody wins. Everyone. There's no losers. Everyone wins.
I understand that you have a diverse source of electricity as well. Renewable energy is part of your offerings too.
Yes.
Tell us more about this. I mean, how do you decide where to source the electricity from and the renewable energy certificates as well?
Yeah, so green energy is really the combination of an electron and a renewable energy certificate. And Singapore, I think last year, produced about 0.5% of its own renewable energy, which isn't very much. Now, we're going to increase that over the next little while, next to 2030, to quite a lot, but now we don't. So we have to import all these certificates that make our green energy. And we are, and you can buy them through an electricity retailer, but you can also buy them wholesale. And that's what we do. We provide wholesale certificates that just cut out the supply chain, and businesses can buy, if they want to have green energy for their factory or for their business, we can get it cheaper than buying through traditional channels. We just buy it wholesale for just lower the cost.
Alan, what's your outlook for the demand for renewable energy? I mean, now there's a lot more education coming out on being more sustainable. What is your outlook?
There are two drivers to this. Regulatory drivers, for example, the European Union is going to tax people unless they have renewable energy, carbon credits or similar. And then there's voluntary compliance. The market is creating it. The need for society, companies to take a leading edge, be seen to be leading and being responsible for society. Mm. So there's two major drivers. So we're going to see both of them being pushed forward. We're going to see the world governments with the latest COP25 conference. We're going to see that outcome of that. More regulatory, more carbon tax, more goals set. And also going to see on the voluntary side, businesses having to take the stand that we need to do something for society. We have a societal responsibility that we should be doing something for our society, our country, and that's what businesses are going to be increasing the need to do.
The energy market in general is often associated with volatility. Mm. How do you navigate this for your customers to give them the best value and, you know, not so many ups and downs, ebbs and flows to deal with?
Well, look, it's the increasing renewables is only going to make the sort of variance, the increase and decrease in prices we've seen in the last year, be normal. And what we do is we can't hold back the tide by buying smartly, but we can at least close the waves down a bit. So our goal is to reduce the variance for our customers' overall cost and lower their costs overall. And if we can do that, then the businesses can plan better and run better businesses and become more profitable.
Congratulations, by the way, on winning the 2021 Digital Capability Award. This is sponsored by the Australian High Commission of Singapore, awarded by the Australian Chamber of Commerce Singapore. Alan, I'm curious, in a day and age where it's all about how whichever company can help me save money and make money for that matter, where do these awards stand?
Well, what the awards recognise is the ability for a company, in our case, to provide a digital solution that makes a material difference to business. So, I mean, you can make TikTok videos, but they don't really help the business, okay? So we created an app that had direct difference to a business. We made an app that made saying, look, if you use our systems, your business will be more profitable. That's what it's there to do. It's designed to make a digital solution, a capability that increases Singapore businesses' capability, a Singapore-built solution that provides Singapore businesses more profitable-based outcomes. And that's the difference. We're not a TikTok video. You know, we're a profit-making application.
No harm making a TikTok video, though. I mean, it's a nice bonus for your customers.
Well, you should see me dance. Well,
Oh, I might regret hinting that you should make a video. But entertainment, always good. Good or bad, yeah? The thing is, Alan, perhaps you could tell us what your next steps are. I mean, since you've won this award, you're making some headway. What do you plan to do in the coming months and years in Singapore's open electricity market and possibly even the region?
Well, look, what we're doing several things. We think that for Singapore, the major push is to educate and get Singapore businesses to become more profitable and by actually using companies like ours, using services like ours to do specialized work on the open market. It just makes sense. Businesses use lawyers, businesses use accountants, external accountants, or advisors or insurance advisors, and we're the same as that. We're a specialized niche company. We're going to be seeing summer services on that, but also in terms of aggregation, we're going to be looking to aggregate hundreds of businesses together in a single buying group so that we can lower costs through bulk tendering and bulk reverse auctions and a reverse auction platform. So our goal is to drive efficiency to the Singapore economy and lift Singapore's GDP by increasing the efficiency of the electricity market at the very retail side of the business. That's our initial goal. The second major goal we have is on around renewables. We want to drive down the cost of renewables for Singapore businesses. If they're going to be needing renewable energy, how do we deliver to them at the lowest possible cost? And that isn't necessarily buying it through their existing electricity retailer. How do we then provide a wholesale path for those businesses wanting lower cost renewables? And for the last part, we're looking to expand our services throughout the region. So for those MNCs or larger organisations needing solutions, not just in Singapore, but across the ASEAN region, we want to provide those similar solutions across those multinational companies.
We've been speaking with Alan Jones, the CEO of Acow Energy. Alan, appreciate your time this morning. You take care and stay safe.
You too. Have a great day.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.